Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
At the end of the regular season, there was a great deal of hand-wringing about the Timberwolves' first-round playoff matchup with the Phoenix Suns, because the Suns had dominated the regular season series and blew out the Timberwolves in the final regular season game, setting the stage for the 3 seed, the Timberwolves, taking on the 6 seed, the Suns. Well, it has been all Timberwolves in this series, and the games were decided by the end of the third quarter. Including last night, end of a long week, I was tired, watched through halftime, and by the end of the third quarter, I was comfortable going to bed. Josh Wheeler, the Timberwolves have dominated getting out into a 3-0 lead and can sweep the Suns in Phoenix tomorrow night. I'm, on some level, shocked by what this Timberwolves team has done so far.
I will agree with you, but I also want to make a note about last night's game. It's kind of bothered me a little bit. There's not a lot of merit to it because of how short-lived it was, but I do want to point out the fact that Devin Booker got under the skin of Jaden McDaniels, which, you know, I think Mike Conley's gone. I think he's done a tremendous job of keeping Jaden McDaniels at bay this season in general, and I think he's helped with Jaden losing his cool a lot. But Devin Booker got into Jaden McDaniels' face, and all of a sudden we had a big scuffle where you pretty much had ushers from, like, the lower end of the section coming out to, you know, make sure there wasn't a fight about to break out. And then within the next 5 minutes, you saw the Suns really start to kind of build. They start dropping a few threes, and they were within, I think, 12 points of tying the game up. And like I said, there's not a lot of merit to it because it didn't last long. The Wolves were able to kind of slowly but surely pull away and keep their distance.
Yep.
But I just wanted to point that out because they lost their cool, and that kind of shifted the momentum. So you got to hope that maybe this won't happen in game four. But like you said, this, I don't think anybody saw a sweep coming. And right now,
no.
It is very much looking like it's going to be a sweep because they are facing an injured dog right now in the Suns. The Suns have nothing to play for at this point. They don't have Grayson Allen anymore because of injury. And it's all but over, but we'll see. I'm not going to try and jinx it. I still think it is Wolves in four, but this is to your tweet yesterday, I am deathly afraid of the Timberwolves.
Yeah. You know, the way they're playing is scary. Because they look so good and they look so deep. And forget about the history of the Timberwolves for a moment. Look at this season and the fact that they were the 3 seed. And Cat went down for a while and has come back and has really looked pretty good. And I won't say as a role player, but he got the Timberwolves off to a good start in game three, hit some shots early, is fitting in, knowing that Anthony Edwards is the center point of the team. But you brought up Mike Conley, and you can't say enough about Mike Conley and Rudy Gobert and their veteran presence. And then you look at the talent around him. Karl Anthony Towns has been through it. Terrific player,
yeah.
Outstanding scorer. Taking his defensive role more seriously. They have all the ingredients. So forget the history and the long, tortured history of the Minnesota Timberwolves. If you look at the 23-24 season, they are a legit contender. Now, in this conference, they still have to deal with Oklahoma City, who's on the brink of a sweep. You've got the Denver Nuggets on the brink of a sweep in the first round. It is a difficult road to the finals. And, oh, by the way, the odds-on favorite in the East, Boston. So to win 16, to win the Larry O'Brien, I'm not going to go there. But this Timberwolves team has shown me 3 games into the playoffs, they have all the ingredients to go on a deep run.
Yeah.
Where that ends, we don't know, but it sure is fun.
Yeah, I saw Chris Finch in his post-game interview. You know, someone, I think maybe it was Johnny Kay, that asked him about, you know, the 26-year, you know, struggle with this franchise. And he's like, you know what? I wasn't here for those 26 years, and frankly, I don't care. And I love the answer because he's like, what we are focused on right now is the here and now, and this team also does not care about those 26 years. They're here to accomplish great things, and they have a great thing rolling. And I don't remember the last time, kind of to your point that you just made, I don't remember the last time I've seen a team gel this much. And I think that has been the key to their success late in this season, even more so than the regular season. I think the playoffs almost, you know, double or triple that. They feed off of each other, and you could tell that Ant is feeding off of the energy of his teammates because he's probably the most selfless guy when it comes to playing this game. And he makes sure that everybody else around him is playing at their best, and he makes them look even better than they are on bad nights. And I think that this team just has that perfect mentality that you need to have to win. And that's why I just don't think it goes well beyond the don't jinx the Wolves in game four. I just don't think the Suns can mentally match up with this team, much less the basketball itself.
Down 3-0, they're not as deep as the Timberwolves.
No, not at all.
And even if the Timberwolves don't finish it tomorrow night, the Timberwolves are the better team. They're up 3-0. it would be an epic collapse if they didn't win this series in advance. But it's crazy to sit here at the end of April, after this season where they were the 3 seed in the Western Conference, to say, what team, top to bottom, is more talented than the Minnesota Timberwolves right now? Now, the Denver Nuggets are the defending champs, and the Oklahoma City Thunder have a lot of great young talent, including our own Chet Holmgren down there, and you have the Celtics and some solid clubs in the East, but Boston's a favorite in the East. So I'm not saying the Timberwolves are the team to beat. They're the favorites to win the NBA title. But how crazy is it for us in these parts to be at this moment early in the playoffs and say, our team's got a shot, and that's fun. That's fun, because you can say that right now. The Timberwolves have a shot.
And yeah. That's
nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy to think
yeah.
the position that we're in right now. I think a lot of us have just been suffering for so long that this is just...
With all our teams?
Not just that, but just the Wolves in general. I mean, they used to give away, you know, courtside seats for next to nothing, you know, 10 years ago. And now it's just you can't even get a seat into the building. It's tough.
They technically sold them out. Yeah, yeah. It is an incredible turnaround. Now, forget about, for a moment, the ownership struggles. Glenn Taylor, is he going to maintain control? Alex Rodriguez, Mark Lowry, and for good reason, that's been moved to the back burner. We'll let the arbitrators, the lawyers, sort out that stuff. But the commitment by Timberwolves ownership to get into the luxury tax and build this roster... I mean, you look at the money being made here. Max contracts, Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, and Rudy Gobert. Jaden McDaniels re-signed. They got a gift with someone like Naz Reid, NBA Player of the Year, took a discount to come back. That's how championship teams are built, or championship contenders are built. Those veterans who you're able to bring in, or a guy like Naz Reid, could have got a bigger payday somewhere else. There's no doubt about it that Naz Reid could have got a bigger payday and been a starter in this league. But he knew he would come back and likely be a role player off the bench, turns out to be NBA Sixth Man of the Year. That's what it takes to build a championship roster. It's incredible. Are they going to win it all? I'm not saying that. Are they going to get out of the second round? I'm not saying that, because they have a tough road to get to the NBA Finals. I mean, you look, it gets more and more difficult. And oh, by the way, to put it in perspective, and this is true in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, and right now in the NBA playoffs, where we stand this weekend, teams that are on the brink of a sweep have won 3 games. 13 more to put your name on the cup, or 13 more to win the Larry O'Brien. They need 13 more victories to claim a title, but it sure is fun. Enjoy the ride, is all I can say, Josh Wheeler.
Well said. Enjoy it. Break. Enjoy it all.
Yeah, soak it in. It's a bummer. We got another late one tomorrow night. I mean, it is a school night. You know, it's one thing to tip off. I looked at my phone. The game tipped off last night at 9:52. I'm glad it was a Friday night. Sunday night, what are they scheduled, 8:30 our time? I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, who knows? Maybe it is an 8:30 tip-off tomorrow night, but maybe yours truly should just stay up and come here to CCO to do the news with Vanita in the morning and Steve Simpson, because let's be honest, I may not go to bed until 2 a.m. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
And they sweep, you'll be so revved up, you won't be able to sleep.
Yeah, I won't
anyway.
Be able to fall back asleep.
Yeah, if it's, yeah, so plan accordingly.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.